what's this bye week like for you?
We just had a great practice today, and then we got off the rest of the week, which is good. So, you know, relax, watch movies, get massages, get treatment, and just chill.
Usually in recent years, they've been later bye weeks. This year, obviously, it's early. Do you like it or do you not like that? Obviously, it breaks the momentum a little bit.
I mean, whenever you get a bye week, you just got to take the positives out of it. Or if it's earlier or later, it don't really matter. At any time of the season, you can always use some rest on your body and heal up just to bump some bruises and everything to get your body feeling better for the rest of the season.
How do you take advantage of it as a team, the bye week, even though, like you said, it's early?
You just got to – I mean, it's not really that early. I mean, we've been through training camp, a couple games now. We've been going for about 2 months now. So just get off your legs, get some rest, and just come back flying when you get back next week.
Yeah, even though you're on bye, is it tough not to give a peek knowing that the Cowboys in Dallas are coming up down the road?
Oh, you're always taking a peek. I mean, you never really take time off football. I mean, during the bye week, definitely put the games on, especially the opponent that you're playing next. So always put that game on and study up a little bit.
Rob, how much is important the mental part of football? You guys prepare so much physically. How much is the mental part?
Mental part is just as important as physical part of football. You got to go out there. You got to know your plays. You got to know where to line up. You got to know who to block. You got to know your route. Mental preparation and physical preparation are both huge in the game of football.
How much, if you had to put a percentage on it, mental to physical, 50-50, 60-40?
I mean, it's got to be 50-50. You got to be physically fit in order to play, and you got to know your plays. You got to know where to go. You got to know what to do when you get out there. So they're both huge. They're both huge aspects of the game.
Is it nice to get a mental break because you guys go so hard with the mental part of
it? Oh, definitely. I mean, isn't it nice to get off of work once in a while? Yeah. So it's always good. Always good to get your mind refreshed. Get your mind off football a little bit, just for a few days, and then come back refreshed and prepared and ready to go. All right, guys.
Thank you. Perfect.